You'd be hard-pressed right now to name a profession that's more criticized, more disdained, and less trusted as a general system than that of American policing. In fact, according to Pew Research data published earlier this year, 31% of Americans surveyed by the independent group reported having little to no trust in police, and the number of Americans who say they have, quote, a great deal of trust declined in the past year, representing just 20% of those survey respondents. As is the case in many other professions, police agencies across the country have largely seen their applicant pools shrink in recent years. Take, for instance, the anecdotal evidence from Bloomington Police Public Information Officer Brant Parsley.
15 years ago, we would get like 600. So, yeah, so it's just, it's become a, it's just a police thing in general that, we're just not getting near the size of the applicants.
But there is an effort that's aiming to change this multifaceted issue. Lindsay Jones brings us this report.
It's called the 30 by 30 initiative, and the short story is that police departments who opt into this effort have a goal of having 30% of their recruits be women by the year 2030. In part, this initiative is driven by a disparity in the ranks. Nationally, women make up just 12% of law enforcement officers. That's about the case locally as well, with women representing about 11% of Normal's police force and 7% of Bloomington's.
You know, we're 50% of the population. We should be at least 50% of the number in law enforcement.
That's Kim Craven, the executive director of the National Association of Women Law Enforcement Executives, which is one of the many groups responsible for developing the 30 by 30 initiative. She says the history of women being underrepresented in policing is a long one, starting with when women officers were relegated to matters of family or children only, or to office-type jobs. Craven says the 1972-era amending of the Civil Rights Act to include equal opportunity employment changed things somewhat, but not a whole lot.
So if we think back to the mid-80s, women were at about 7.5%. In 1980, it had been about 5%. So they started to grow during that time frame. And then we hit the mark really where we are today in about 2007, 2008 timeframe. So just between that 12 and 13% of representation.
It's been relatively stagnant, and not for a lack of trying. Long before the 30 by 30 initiative, Heather Hansen, a current lieutenant with the Illinois State Police in Northern Illinois, was trying to do her part. In the late 1990s to early 2000s, Hansen was aware there was a gender gap, and she organized a sort of expo that brought together all of the Illinois State Police women at Guaranteed Rape Field in Chicago. They represented investigations, patrol, canine, you name it.
It was to show the women, look, we are here, we are doing the job, and we'll answer any questions that you have. And we are mothers, and we are sisters, and we are gay and we are straight and we all work together to lift each other up. So I believe that I kind of had a 30 by 30 thought process all those years ago.
Hansen says she's found her career as a crime scene investigator and crisis negotiator fulfilling and feels there is representation of all types, race, socioeconomic background, sexual orientation within ISP as an agency. But there still persists an image of policing as a male field, and that's an image borne out in the data. But that's why Hansen talks so much about what she does to anyone who will listen, because she feels her existence within this system shows that anyone who's qualified, regardless of demographics, can do well.
I'm 5'2", and I'm chubby, but I think I'm very successful in the work that I've done and the way that I represent the state police. The more people that can see me, it's why I've stayed out on the road for all these years. I want little girls and young women and college women and working mothers. I want them to see me and I want them to join me.
In her attempts to recruit women into law enforcement, Hansen often mentions how the agency will accommodate its pregnant troopers, its nursing troopers, and its troopers who are parents. And that's another part of the 30 by 30 initiative, making sure that departments who have opted in make accommodations for that, since it's been one of many barriers for women who aspire to make their career in law enforcement. Bloomington Police's Sergeant Ivy Thornton encountered this barrier in the mid-2000s when she got pregnant.
One of the things that immediately came up for me was in 2004, I was pregnant with my daughter, and I was given a light-duty position, you know, just like upstairs, like at the front desk. And then shortly after, in 2005, I was pregnant with my son, and there was no more light-duty policy. It was take family leave, which is 12 weeks unpaid, which we all know a pregnancy is like 40 weeks-ish. Quit or work pregnant. Those were the options.
Her career could have ended there since there seemed to be a hard decision to be made. But Thornton wasn't easily deterred. She connected with State Representative Dan Brady, and eventually legislation was passed that mandated that departments offer light duty as an option for pregnant police or firefighters.
I'm very thankful that I stayed, because had I said, ooh, I don't like this place, that law wouldn't have been written. Now it's a law for the entire state of Illinois, and you have to then adapt it into your contract. You just can't say, oh, you're pregnant? Those are your options. That's no longer a thing anymore.
Now, Thornton is the highest-ranked woman within BPD. And while her career and the legislation she kickstarted are high achievements, they're kind of anomalies.
We've never had a female sergeant. Never had a female canine officer. Never had a female proactive street crime unit officer. Never had a female SWAT member. Do I need to continue?
The thinking behind the 30 by 30 initiative is that research shows that having a group make up 30% of the whole is enough to change an institution's culture. And myriad research projects have shown that women approach policing in a different manner than their male counterparts. Howard Henderson is the executive director of the Center for Justice Research in Houston. It describes itself as a data-driven organization aimed at making the criminal justice system more equitable.
The research tells us, for example, that women are more likely to accept community policing practices, right? They believe in finding out what's wrong first before they shoot, right? They believe in giving you an opportunity to voice your concerns and your issues before they butt heads.
Henderson says one of the things researchers looked at recently was use of force data.
Rarely do we find a female officer involved in use of force. I mean, that's just a tidbit, right? I mean, so there are quantifiable differences in the manner in which women address policing and men address policing.
And that's a thought echoed by everyone involved in this piece, whether it was Bloomington Sergeant Thornton or ISP's Lieutenant Hansen or even NOLI Executive Director Kim Craven. Women tend to do policing differently. And in an era where society's expectations of police officers are changing to be more community-oriented, it's also Henderson's opinion that women in particular will be able to rise to those new expectations.
I think including more women at every phase of the system improves it. Right? Because women bring a different perspective and a different set of experiences, ultimately, I think, improving the trust and legitimacy in the system.
I also asked Henderson what he thought about changing police culture as a system, since the system itself has been much critiqued as of late.
The culture will change when the philosophies of the individuals in the culture change.
And one way to get those individuals with differing philosophies is to diversify the ranks, whether via socioeconomic background, ethnic background, or gender. The goal, ultimately, for those departments who are amenable to such initiatives is strength via diversity.
When you have different perspectives in policing, you're only benefiting the community.
Nine police agencies in Illinois have pledged to join the 30 by 30 initiative so far, including Bloomington, Normal, and Illinois State Police. I'm Lindsay Jones.
Nine police agencies in Illinois have pledged to join the 30 by 30 initiative so far, including Bloomington, Normal, and Illinois State Police.